Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
That's kind of silly.
As a disclaimer, yes, okay, this is a gaming podcast episode, all right? Silly gang. So if some of you are like, wait, why are you talking about gaming? All right, this is more of a debate between Jess and I as people, and we use gaming, but we really get aggressive in this episode. So before you go, I didn't want to listen to that, shut up, because it's funny. All right.
Molly, I have something to argue. I think the games that you play suck.
All right, everyone, we're doing a Hillary versus Trump debate today. Pokemon, go to the polls. That's still funny. No, but today Jess and I are going to have a freaking debate.
We're
going to
argue because we fucking hate each other, first of all. Yeah. That's established.
We've been getting too amicable on this Oh, God, that was a good word. Fuck.
Wow. We're getting too amicable on this with the silly gang.
With the silly gang.
With the silly billies, with the sillies.
Yeah, I'm going to fight Jess. I'm going to fight you all. I'm going to fight everyone.
So we're going to have a physical fight first, but that's going to be off air.
One sec.
Crash, bro. Boom,
everyone
boom.
Just died.
I won.
So sad. All
right, but so did Molly, unfortunately.
You won't get away with this!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for
you fucking kids. Yeah. So, Scooby-Doo if it was like rated R. I would have got away with this if it wasn't for you fucking stupid little fuckwits.
Yeah. So, that was good.
Yeah.
So, Molly, I need you to explain to the listeners, okay, what games you play, how you play, what devices you play on. And we're talking about video games, all right, for the first bit of this.
All right, guys, I'm going to admit it. I'm a gamer girl.
I have a Christmas shirt. You saw it last year. It says Gamer Claws on it. And I bought it at Kmart for like $8. And I just thought, fuck, that shit's so funny.
I think I do need to pull... Our friend Emily went through a fucking emo phase where she was a gamer girl. I think I need to pull an
She's
Emily.
She's still there.
No, but she
Deep
used
down.
To be. Emily used to. It was Emily, if she listens
You're
to this.
Listening.
This is so funny.
Illy.
Why am I just talking
I
about
don't know. Emily? Mango, let's get back to the topic. What games do you play?
Okay. I'm a gamer girly, okay? I sometimes play on my Switch. I'm fucking crazy.
So you have a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, right? I have a fucking Nintendo Switch.
All right, what games you got?
All right, so on my Switch, I am really weird in that I only like a fair few games, and the games I love are the side-scrolling games. So this is a point of contention, again with the big words, go me. But basically, Jess only likes, what's it called?
I like...
No, what's the thing where it's like 3D, like side-scroll versus...
Open world.
So Jess...
No. Okay, let me just say.
Boo.
It's not open world games that I like. okay? Because a lot of the time, open world 3D games with the weird camera settings, like you have to move the joystick around, they actually make me really motion sick.
Well, let's explain this to the people who don't know what the fuck we're talking. Like, let's say there's some non-gamer.
If you're not a gamer, you can go ahead and turn this podcast off because this is not for you.
Yeah, we're changing this to a gamer. Okay, so basically, side scroll means the layout.
It's 2D platforming.
You're kind of moving from one.
Think Mario.
Super Mario Deluxe or Super Mario Bros.
Mario in general.
Yeah, where you're moving. No, but not all Mario, but where you're moving from side to side.
But also the original Mario.
Yes. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. And then Jess, when she says open world, is talking about...
So open world is just like the game, the whole game setup is in an open universe and you can just walk around. But I just like those games.
But your little characters, like, that's what I'm saying, like the little characters in the middle and you can move.
Yeah. Well, that's too different. There's a lot of... It's not just open world.
Not just open world. But basically... Okay.
See, Molly's just not an advanced gamer like I am.
I'm just, like, not a gamer.
She has a Nintendo Switch. I also have one, but I also have a PC.
I have a PC.
And PS5.
PS5!
It's technically not mine. It's my boyfriend's.
My boyfriend's! And we love to game! But basically, fuck you, Jess. I think side-scrolling is the best. And Jess doesn't fucking like it. And we've had many a debate about this.
Here's the thing, okay? Platformers, I don't understand how you like them so much because
what's a platform?
The Mario.
Oh,
you're jumping the platforms and shit.
It's so good.
See, look, she doesn't even fucking know. She doesn't even fucking appreciate.
Sorry, guys.
What the game actually?
I'm
is.
Not really. I'm
that's
a bit
fucking
of,
crazy.
I'm new to this. Wait, ready? I'm new to this whole gaming thing. I'm sorry.
No, I'm kind of not like other girls. I like to play games on my like Nintendo play games. Switch. So, not sponsored. So, look. I don't understand how you don't get so fucking bored with those games because you're just fucking jumping. You're just fucking jumping and moving around. There's no story. It's just like...
Yeah, Mario wants to fuck Peach. That's the fucking story. He's horny. He's a horny Italian.
So you're looking at the game and you're like, I love the story.
I don't give a fuck about the story.
Okay, well then shut up about the fucking story then.
Well, I know.
If you don't give a fuck about the story...
I didn't say I gave a fuck about the story. I like the game.
Okay.
But I don't get bored. There doesn't need to be a fucking story. I don't care. It's like, ooh, when there's a little elf being like, come this way.
But what the fuck else do you do?
You go from the start, you get the checkpoint, and then you go to the end.
You are a fucking goldfish, actually, because you just fucking do the same shit over and over again in a different layer.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It's so much fun. But it gets progressively harder. I know it. It's familiar. And it's fun. So this
I understand it for like nostalgia.
No, but I just, no.
But I don't understand how that's like a part of your gaming ritual.
It's the only thing I play. So the only games I play.
Is that genuinely the only game?
I play Super Mario. When Super Mario Wonder came out, I lost my fucking mind because it's another.
God. The soundtrack does slap though, I'll be honest. You know what does slap? I'll admit, one in the Mario universe?
Yeah.
The Captain Toad music.
That's a banger. But basically, so basically the games that I play that are side scrolling are Super Mario Deluxe.
Okay.
Fucking banger on Nintendo DS. Yeah. No, wrong one. And fucking on Nintendo did. Switch. And then I also Wonder came out last year. Fuck, it's so fucking good. It's so fun. And I play that. And that's it.
You know, I actually forgot to mention this because I just forgot about it until just then. We share a Nintendo DS.
I bought.
And you have it, but I don't know where.
I need to give it to you. It's at home. Okay, you guys need to because
it's my turn.
Yeah, it definitely is.
We have shared ownership of a pink Nintendo DS.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to play the. Actually, I do want to play the other game, but I not now. So
that's my nostalgia device.
Yeah,
that's the device I do all the nostalgic.
But this is my reason for not liking the open world stuff. I don't mind it. It just makes me feel weird. It gives me a headache. I don't like it.
Okay. So I don't just play open world stuff. I need to make this very, very fucking clear.
I don't just play open world.
I need to explain my gaming history now. So Molly's a very Mario-centric, Nintendo-centric, side-scroller kind of girly.
I do like Lego Harry Potter.
Oh, the Lego games, that's one thing we can agree on. Any Lego game, I don't even like Harry Potter. Don't come for me. But like any Lego game, doesn't matter what series.
Stop! You don't like cat? No one. 30-year-old millennials. Wait, stop. You're telling me.
Have you not been sorted? I'll sort you right now.
Out in the alley.
You take this online quiz and you'll find out what house you belong to. It's like, and then you get to find out what colour and piece of wood your fucking wand's made out of. And like, then you get to find out what your little ghosty, nymphy fucking, what's it called? Like fucking...
Sorting hat?
No, the, like, what's it? Patronus it's is... Like,
Deborah, you're 35.
You know what? I did that. You know what? I fucking did that quiz and I have a fucking rat.
Why are all millennials obsessed with Harry Potter? It's so embarrassing. I'm sorry.
Have you seen the Sorting Hat? Well, if you say you don't like it, well, then you've not seen the Sorting Hat, have you? Have you done the Pottermore quiz? You should jump online right now to find out which house the Sorting Hat's going to put you in.
It's like, Deborah, you're fucking 35. Go back to work.
But I love my little fantasy world where I pretend I'm still in high school, even though I'm 30.
She's like 35. Can't go back to work.
Why do I sound like I'm 80 years old?
I'm 35. And I haven't left my house. It's like fucking freak. Anyway,
back to the topic at hand. Okay, so my gaming history consists of a lot of farming simulators. Now listen.
Farmville!
Not fucking Farmville.
Hey! Farmville was fucking great when I was in year six.
Okay, listen to me. I do not support mobile gaming.
Farmville fucking rocked.
Nah.
I fucking loved Farmville. No. You're a cunt.
No, okay. Stardew Valley. One of the best games ever to exist.
Good game.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
See, look, Rolly agrees with me on that one.
Here's the thing. I actually really liked it, but it was too hard and I was really stupid.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I play games that require my fucking brain. My brain and my organizational skills and my
I'm Jess.
My hand-eye coordination.
I play games. Ooh, look.
Oh, my name's Molly. I like to jump on platforms.
Oh, fuck, it's good.
Oh, I love Mario. I do. Whoop, whoop.
I do.
I love it when they make the little whoop, whoop sound.
I do. It's so funny. He goes,
whoa, that was like really accurate.
That was really.
I'm going to sample
that. Let's see
that.
If I can do that again.
Wait,
no.
Why was the first one so...
Wait.
Hang on. Oh my God, that was a one trick fucking wonder. I did so... Wonder, get it? The game. Anyway, but fuck!
Okay.
I did so well at that.
Stop laughing at me, Bobby. I'm trying to explain my life.
Wait.
Ding. Stop.
Sorry, I'm trying to fucking recreate the magic.
A lot of games that I like usually consist of organizational skills.
Wow, you sound fun.
Yeah. I'm so fun.
A lot of games I like.
Stardew Valley.
You
shut
get to-
up. Shut the fuck up. You wouldn't know anything about the fucking skill required to fucking make...
keep my plants at bay. Wow, what a fun game. I wanted my plants.
My horses. Okay, my cats.
All right, go on. Talk about Stardew Valley.
My chickens. Okay. Stardew Valley is very fucking complex, okay, at the end of the fucking day, and it takes a lot of fucking skill. Okay, and I play with so many fucking mods. It's fucking crazy.
What's a mod?
Oh my God.
What?
No.
What?
Every gamer that's listening to this
is
like...
Oh, shut... Oh my God.
Okay,
check
mod?
Out this noob.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's a fucking mod? I don't know.
A mod is a modification.
What is I
to the game?
Get it.
Someone creates an additional feature to the game and you can put it in your game.
I just rolled my eyes.
To a modification, a mod.
Yep.
Is someone that hasn't made the game. It's not the developer of the game that's made it. It's just someone online that's
made it.
Oh,
they made it
harder.
You can
put it in your... Not even harder. Like, it can just be a modification.
Like an extension pack.
Yeah.
Koi.
Yeah. So, like, with Stardew Valley, I have a mod that, like, my UI, when I go into, like, the menu, it's really easy to navigate. I have certain tools that shit like that. It can be really basic, okay? It can also be that there's a whole other place in the game.
Here's what I heard. Blah, blah, science,
boom,
science,
0-0-1-1-0-1.
In English, please.
Okay, but listen. it can have, a whole other feature to the
Got
game.
Got it.
So, regardless, stuff like Stardew Valley, Dinkum, which is an Australian Stardew Valley that's also 3D. Animal Crossing. I am a Nintendo girly still. I do have my Switch. Love Animal Crossing. Love cozy games. That's how I would describe myself, as a cozy gamer.
Okay? I'm just a cozy gamer.
I am, because I play all these games.
We're going to get bullied.
I play all these games that have no real stakes. They're not really murderous games. There's no shooting.
No, but see, the thing with Mario, there are stakes. You got to win. The side-scrolling ones. Deluxe.
Mine are a bit more deep.
No. Mario's got to get the fucking flagpole.
The other thing...
before the fucking time runs out.
He's so horny for that flagpole.
He actually... No.
He's give me the...
This is what happens at the end of every
He comes Mario, on the pole.
At the end of... Yeah, he does. No, because Mario has 300 seconds to go from the start to the end. And when he gets to the flagpole, not only does he run towards it, cunt grabs it, and then slides down it. Mario's a stripper. Mario's a stripper.
Mario is a literal stripper.
Mario's a stripper.
And all power to him, because...
He's a single mom who works two jobs. He's a plumber and he's a stripper. Because plumbing is not paying the bills.
No, obviously. I also play games like Baldur's Gate 3.
What the fuck is that?
It's set in the Dungeons and Dragons universe.
Oh my god, you're such a loser.
I feel like there are so many people watching this that don't know me and had some preconceived idea of who I was.
Yeah, definitely. People definitely.
I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah, my sister actually said that about you.
About me, I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah, no, not like that, but she was like,
oh, Jess is a fucking nerd.
No, she was like, because I remember listening to the game thing and she was like, whoa, Jess is like a bit of a, Jess is like a gamer. And I was
That's why I bought a PC. It's my PC is actually Jason's old PC. I bought it off him so he could buy a new one.
Well, Jess is actually quite techie. But yeah,
I am quite techie. Thank you for saying that. Because I literally record and edit this podcast.
Yeah.
I do all the mixing.
And I do the reels.
Yeah. Molly's the
Molly's the
brain,
marketing bitch.
And she's a host, all right? But listen, a host of a parasite that lives within you that likes fucking Mario. Anyway, so
I'm not done
with all of my games, okay? They're all really fucking nerdy. They're all really fucking gross. Everyone fucking hates me for it, all right? I'm a little stupid weenie. I'm a little 12-year-old Asian boy, actually, instead of a 21-year-old Asian woman, okay? That's the level of game I'm at, all right? And but the one thing that trumps all of the games that I play.
Don't talk about President Trump. Seriously, this is not a political podcast. Keep going.
This is literally the 2016 debate. What are you talking about?
Period. Go to the polls.
There is a game, okay, that I have over 3,200 hours in. I bought this game in 2014 when it came out.
Can I guess?
Molly, what game do you think this is?
Have you mentioned it on the podcast?
Not yet.
So I was going to say Stardew. Do I know this game?
Yeah.
Fuck, what is it? Can you give me a hint?
It is half of my personality.
I know it.
What's it called?
I thought it was Stardew. Hang on.
No, not Stardew.
Is it on the Switch?
No.
Oh, Sims.
Yeah. When I tell you, with the game, The Sims 4, actually, I can't even begin to tell you how many fucking hours I've sunk into this game. Keep in mind, when I bought this game, it was 2014 and it's now 2024. So
10 years ago.
3,200 and something hours in 10 years isn't as bad as it sounded when I first said the number. So
3,200.
How many hours would that be in a year?
Wait, hang on. How many, what? How many years? Wait,
3,000.
What, 3,200 what?
Hours.
Hold up. Wait, that's quite a lot of hours.
Now, I need to explain myself. The Sims 3, okay, I was young enough to experience on my old laptop when I was a little kid.
Period.
In primary school. Loved it because I loved creating random ass lives and living them out, okay? You have to understand that it was the biggest escapism, and it is for many people. This is not a mental illness, by the way.
Mm.
I used to play it for the game, where I could play out the person. Nowadays, 15 years later, now that I've played The Sims 4, since it came out, I use it to build houses. I use it to be an interior decorator. I use it to renovate. I use it to be a fucking tradie on The Sims. I'm not even fucking with you right now. I have so another game that I have so many mods on. I fucking play this game and I build houses and then I make people to go in the houses, but I never fucking play the game like how it's intended. I build fucking houses.
Are you okay?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with the class.
Thank you.
I think you guys have actually seen a real other side to Jess today.
Yeah.
That I'm sure. Actually, I feel like now the listeners are probably like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. That was really vulnerable, guys.
No, I've actually always wanted to. No. Last thing. I did play My Sims on Nintendo DS.
My Sims. We've been playing it.
You know what? Handshake. You know what? We do agree on more than we think.
Yeah.
When it comes to gaming,
the one thing that we—it's literally one thing that we disagree on.
You just
Mario.
Need to. I will play more.
I don't like it.
It's fucking stupid.
I love 3D Mario World. I love Mario Odyssey.
I like 3D. I like all the Mario, to be fair.
But I don't like the 2D side scroller ones. I just don't. And any game that like someone gives me and they're like, you know, fucking, it's a side scroller, I just get so fucking bored. There's like,
do you like
not
Odyssey.
Yeah. It has a story and like. All the games that I play have stories.
Yeah.
I can't play a game that doesn't follow characters. Mario is just, it's just like a, it's, it feels like a mobile game because you're just fucking jumping. It's like Doodle Jump. It's like glorified Doodle Jump. Sorry.
Well, that was our debate. Hillary versus Trump.
2016.
Thank you for coming.
Pokemon Go to the
polls. Right. So that's, how many hours?
I just checked. It's 3,697 hours.
3,000.
In 10 years.
Right. So that's 3,697 hours. I'm going to divide that by 24. So that's how many days.
What?
It's 154 days.
To be honest, it's not as bad as I expected.
That's almost half a year.
Yeah, but if you... Okay, so now divide it by 10.
15 days a year.
15 days a year I spend in the world of The Sims.
You know what?
That's not actually that bad.
That's not that bad.
I like every single game that I play at least like 150 hours of it.
That's
before
good.
I decide if I hate it or not.
That's
so
how,
I stick
how long
it out.
That takes you. That yeah. 154. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Wait, before, hang on, no, actually, I just remember something really funny. So the whole thing with the organization as well, I think my brain is broken. I love to organize and I think playing games that require that skill like helps me cope. One game that I recently bought because it was on sale on Steam was a game called Unpacking. And essentially, it was only a 5-hour game. I finished it in 5 hours. The whole concept of the game is that there are a bunch of moving boxes and you're moving into different houses and you unpack and organize their stuff into their closet, into their desk, into their study, like into the kitchen.
To be fair, that sounds quite nice.
When I tell you, I sat there mesmerized for 5 fucking hours straight. It's fucking, it was the most fun I've ever had with my clothes on.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's Kinda Silly.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.